Aaron Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. If you can handle the truth, give me a call and let's discuss it. So, the show is all about exposing corruption. I'm a 39-year former police officer for the LVMPD. Been a detective for the last 25 years. I was last assigned to the robbery homicide detail for the last, 15 years. And folks, you just don't know the half of it, what goes on in a full-size police department. And I contend to say that the Nevada LVMPD is probably right up there with one of the most corrupt police departments there is. And understand what is corrupt. It's the administration, folks. It's the bosses. The regular cops, they're okay. But it's the administration. And to coin the words of detectives French Frank Serpico. There we go. The only way that police corruption can exist is if it is tolerated or condoned by upper police management. And folks, those words are so true. It'll make your head spin. What's going on? So, we have a few people on the line. Here we have my favorite BATF agent, Doug, and he's calling from Virginia. Doug, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, so how you been?
My goodness, you retire, and then one thing happens after another. I took a trip to the Philippines for a month. I come back and get aggravated at Christmas. I get sick. I spent a couple of weeks recovering from that, so mid-January, and then this past Friday, I wound up with the flu. Not this Friday, the one before, so I'm getting over that.
Oh man! So what are you telling me? You don't have any gusto, or what?
Apparently not. I guess okay. The soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's the only thing I can think of.
Right. Well, you know, the show. Just to remind everybody, is exposing corruption within local and state and federal government. And this is what this show is all about. And the public has a right to know how their tax dollars are being spent. Now, I know that you got a few stories to probably tell. And what's this thing about the white paper? I don't understand what that's all about. Tell me about that.
Well, one of my sources contacted me that's still in and told me about this. And what happened was, I think it's like the deputy director wrote a white paper, and it was talking points that they could go to Congress and encourage for laws to be changed or regulations to be changed. And somebody on the inside then took it and leaked it to a news organization, and I think it was the Washington Post originally, and their hair caught fire, and now they're spending their time trying to catch the leaker. So what I was told was they are going to go and do a data dump, I guess from the internet service provider. So they're trying to catch the person, like maybe they would have sent it in by text message. As if
they can't be that dumb. Please tell me they're not that dumb that they would use the email service to contact the outside source. Tell me that.
Well, knowing some of them like I do, I can't rule that out. But I will tell you, because I was involved in digital forensics the last 8 years of my career. Folks, if your job ever gives you a work phone and tells you you can make calls on it all you want, smile, thank them, and keep paying your personal AT&T bill. Because your employer has absolute right to all of the traffic that goes on that phone. Every number you called, every text message you sent, every time you emailed somebody, they have a right to look at that. So there is no reasonable expectation of privacy on a work-issued phone, just the way it is at your desk, as you well have told the story many times about yourself.
Oh, boy, isn't that just the truth? And you know something? The people that work for these large corporations and these especially law enforcement corporations, they're all corporations now. They sure are not independent. That is so true. And you're not there to break any laws or to hurt anybody, but you go ahead and use that damn phone for a personal call, and I'm telling you, it will come back. And I wouldn't even doubt if they even have the actual text and the conversation, what that's all about, in their records to use against you when the time comes.
Funny you should mention that.
Yeah, you're.
I knew a gentleman, and he used to, you know, try to fight the, you know, problems in the agency for Hispanics, and he wound up getting tangling with internal affairs. And the first thing they did when they sat down with him, they had a stack of paper, and they went through the previous 5 years' worth of emails that he launched off of his personal, off his work computer. And they were personal ones where he was flirting with women and all of that, and even though he was married, and they went through the whole stack. So, yeah, that's a tactic. And
Man, that's really ugly. That's ugly. What about, have you heard any of them mention about the actual conversations on the telephone where those conversations were also recorded and played back for you?
They cannot, by rule, record your conversations, sir, like that, okay? They can get the text messages, they can get the emails off the phones or off your work server, but they can't tape the phone calls. Now, having said some of that, there are all sorts of electronic equipment like stingrays, and they can jump and take over, you know, transmissions, and that's a whole program that you could do by on its own. But they really can't go in there and listen like that. They have to have a criminal investigation. Now, I've known another supervisor who went to a friend of mine in physical security, and you know, because I used to work for him when I was out there, he asked her to put a surveillance camera out on the floor, so in the office, so he could monitor what they were saying about her. And she told him, absolutely not. And he said, no, just do it. Put it right next to my foot. Nobody could see it. And she was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. That's illegal. That, you know, whatever. And, she didn't do it. So, yeah, you get people that just don't understand the rules, and I don't know what to tell you.
Now, we're talking about federal organizations. You know, like BATF. We're talking about the federal government running these organizations. Well, there must be something different in Nevada, because Nevada, they had everything going. I mean, they had wiretaps. They have cameras. I know that they put one in my car because I come back or I come to work, and next thing I know, my car is gone from the parking lot. Well, then I contact the vehicle services guy, and I go, where the hell did you take my car? And he says, oh, it needed to go over to the radio shop. And I go, oh, yeah? What for? And he wouldn't answer me. Well, that's because they were installing the camera and the voice recorder and everything else in my car. And then he just brought it back, and now my car is bugged. Okay? So how can they do that kind of stuff to you? Go ahead.
I've known of cases where you took a guy and you put him back in the back of the squad car, and you left them there, let's say two guys, and then you put a tape recorder and you let them, and eventually start talking. And then they'll tell you there's no expectation of privacy when you're locked up like that. So I suppose
you have no expectation of privacy in an official police car, or I guess maybe a special agent car like the BATF.
That's true. I mean, I've heard of other guys doing stuff where they were investigating another guy, and they wound up putting what's called a bird dog on his car, which is a tracking device. And eventually they did find him doing something he should have been doing. But I've heard vile things where a woman suspected her husband was cheating on her. So it was back in the days of pagers. So she got a pager that was exactly like the one the job issued him. She switched it on him and then recorded all the phone numbers that were coming into the pager because he was cheating on her, and somehow, like women always do, they can always figure that out. And then after a while, he had a girlfriend in the back of the car knocking boots, and they had him on film. And a friend of mine said he was the most photographed nude agent in the history of the agency. So, you know, they can go where they want to go.
Yeah, it's funny and all that stuff, but you know what? Again, that's your taxpayer money being used, okay? This is how your taxpayer money is being used. You're telling me about this white paper thing. I mean, how super sensitive could it be that the supervisor at BATF makes some recommendations for Congress to look at? And to either approve or disapprove or whatever it is. I mean, how juicy could those recommendations be?
I mean, it's about if you or your listeners went on the internet and put ATF leaked white paper like that in Google, for instance, you'll find all sorts of articles. I looked it up now, and there's a website called The Truth About Guns, and they have a whole thing that they did, and you can actually they put a hyperlink. So that you could read the actual white paper if you chose to. But they have various things like, they want to change the federal firearms license specifically for online and gun show sales. They want to like bring back the kitchen table FFL that was taken away in the Clinton administration. They think if you get one of those, you would go through more of a background check than you would a NICS check, and so you might as well let them have that.
You
want to redefine
so
armor.
Do you have anything else that's kind of juicy that BATF is kind of screwed up with?
Well, I think they came out with something recently, and they decided they were making an announcement they were going to transfer 30 agents to Chicago. So as if that was going to somehow cut down on the gun violence. And you got to understand that 30 agents is not going to make a dent, because if you put 30 new guys there and they wrote 10 cases apiece, that's 300 cases. That still doesn't equal the number of shootings and killings that happen out there.
Weekend.
Yeah, that's over the weekend. So you can't do that. And federal law enforcement is different than state and local law enforcement, where you had a lot more. You had to move fast. It was built that way. Federal law is not built that way. And so you can't run those kind of cases. You can't run the cases with the same speed. And there's there's too many requirements. They don't have, ATF never thought, like, if you have six guys in an office, you should have at least two clerks helping them. They would just make you do everything yourself. Whereas if you went down to the FBI office out there, and I don't even know where they're located anymore, but if you had 125 agents, you'd probably have 40 admin people working there. Well, that's how they can keep moving faster. But they think that. They're not going to. So they're, I mean, and have to keep in mind, too, to transfer one federal agent, I believe the numbers, you have to set aside $250,000 in your budget just for one transfer. So then you imagine take 30 and multiply that, and then you're going to get that number. And plus, it's Chicago. You're not asking somebody to transfer to Honolulu. So can you imagine how many people want to go to Chicago? I mean, there's not that many people that want to go back home. And so what happens is, like they do in the past, they'll have a couple of guys. They'll say, "Yeah, I'll go," and then the rest of the people that have angered management and they're on fire, so they'll just force them. So could you imagine 25 guys and girls showing up that have a grievance, and now they're sitting there and they're just absolutely on fire, and now you want them to run around day and night in Chicago? Could you imagine your wife going? You telling her, "We got to move to Chicago, baby." She will go wild. And as a side story, I had a friend of mine in public government affairs, and years back, when they were starting a Southwest Border Initiative for the gun trafficking, and they turned around and they did the same thing. They grabbed all sorts of people. They said, get down there, and they're all driving there. And some of the guys were under investigation, and they don't listen. If you do this, it might be looked upon favorably in your matter. But they had no intentions of, like, looking upon it favorably. They're going to fire them anyway. So they ship all these guys down there. And they're standing all PO'd, like they were, they all have been Shanghai to work on a supply ship. And management shows down there up there in their suits, and they're giving them the spiel, like, we're really glad, and your sacrifice, and so on and so forth. And there was not a sound. You could hear the pins dropping on the floor. And then all of a sudden, Gladys, the administrative officer, stood up, and she started telling them how to do their travel vouchers, and they gave her a standing ovation at least 3 minutes long. So these are the real stuff that happens that people don't see, and it just magic happens on its own.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in and giving us the lowdown. I hope you can think of some other interesting things about like the white paper leak and all these agents that are going to be transferred to Chicago. That's the kind of stuff that kind of gives you. And here I thought working for LVMPD. That, nobody would believe some of the stuff. I mean, did you know that before we, the investigative services moved into that office over there at Decatur and Oakey, that we had to delay the move by 3 weeks? And you know why? It's because the IRS used to be in that building at Decatur and Oakey, and they needed a couple of weeks just to remove all the hidden microphones and all the hidden tape recorders and the cameras and all that other stuff before we could move in and put in our stuff. This is what our government is all about. So anyway, Doug, thanks for calling in. We got Ben Hunt that's waiting on the line. Ben, are you still there? Or Brian? Brian Hunt. You still there,
Hello?
Brian? Hello?
Oh, yes, here I am. You said Ben.
I'm sorry. It's Brian Hunt, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm the state commander of militia in California.
That's right, right. How's it going?
Pretty good. The reason I'm calling is I've got an update on the lawsuit that we filed the legislators in the state of California.
Great. Well, what's going on?
Well, we've served the summons as of day before yesterday. We've served all 16 legislators that are involved the summons to appear before federal court.
I love it.
And including
I bet you they were real happy.
The word is when my process servers went in to serve Governor Brown, he hid in his office and wouldn't come out of his office.
And you got to be kidding me.
Nope. They stationed two highway patrol officers in front of his front door and wouldn't let the process server in to serve Jerry Brown Esquire. So the process servers were directed to the attorney's office for the governor. And I don't know, they got a strange name for the attorney's office, some fancy name. But anyways, he was served that way, both the lieutenant governor and the governor himself. And
when are they supposed to respond, all these legislators and the governor?
They've got roughly about 90 days to respond.
Mm-hmm. And what's the subject matter of that?
Well, basically the subject matter of the lawsuit is the infringement of the Second Amendment because they've written multiple laws over the last 12 months, basically getting rid of our Second Amendment rights.
What is it about the Second Amendment and its writing? It's not very long. I mean, it's just a couple of lines. What is it about that Second Amendment that they don't seem to quite grasp?
Well, they grasp it all right. They want you and I disarmed so they can do what they want. And, they're following, now that we have a new president, in office, I believe a lot of this is going to change, but I hope so. We're actually crossing our fingers.
Because it's the Second Amendment, just a couple of lines, and especially where it says, shall not be infringed. I'm not exactly, a big educated guy and all this other stuff, but I think I understand that pretty well. What is it that they don't understand?
Well, it's not that they don't understand. Personally, I believe they do understand, and they're doing it on purpose.
Right.
And it's
it looks like we're going to commercial. Stay on the line. I'll be back.
think it's time we stop, children. What?
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. Call-in number 800-313-9443. We're talking to Brian Hunt, who's the commander of the militia in California. Brian, you got 2 minutes. Let me know what else is going on with you in this lawsuit.
Well, basically what we've got is we're essentially going to, our next step is to recuse the judge from the case because they sent it to arbitration, and we're not going to negotiate, and essentially they don't want to get us in front of a grand jury, and they're trying to deny us a grand jury trial.
Is that right? Well, in California, anything is possible. Didn't the governor raise the gas tax 42%?
Yes, he did. I believe so.
Well, how the hell is anybody even going to get around? You know, maybe that's the excuse he's going to use for avoiding that subpoena.
Yeah. Well, he can avoid it all he wants. I mean, you should have been there when the subpoenas were handed out.
That's great. That is good. So I hope somebody had their little video in their smartphone going, you know, so you could kind of record going on.
Somebody did record it, and I would direct people to People versus States. MIKREI.com to take a look at the web lawsuit and get additional information of that is actually on the website.
Well, I hope that that little YouTube thing, you ever use Facebook? I'm on Facebook. Send it to me. I'd love to see that.
I do use Facebook. Unfortunately, I got an issue with Facebook right now.
Well, I think everybody has an issue with Facebook, but it's still pretty good. Anyway, thank you for calling in. Make sure you call me in. Call in next Saturday and update us on how that's going. Okay.
Well,
we have Ava. Ava, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's on your mind, Ava?
Hi, Gordon. Hey, you know, being a whistleblower, because I already talked to you a couple times, they have a million different ways of murdering someone, and then on your death certificate, they either put accidental or natural causes or suicide, which is a crock.
Mm-hmm. You know, which is another one they use, undetermined.
I have so many friends that they have killed unbelievable in so many different ways.
And when you say they, who are we talking about, they?
Former Sheriff Dave Brand, his right-hand henchman. Remember I asked you if you could help me find out his name that he was using in Minnesota. I think I know what it might have been, but I guess it doesn't matter because he's not alive anymore. He's dead. Mm-hmm. So, but
and who killed him?
I know, but I'm not going to say.
How come you're not going to say? Are you afraid?
No. It's just some things are meant. Well, no. If I ever
you have
talk
my
to you
email
privately,
address, why don't you send it to me? Let's make them famous.
I don't know how to use a computer. I don't know how to use the computer, Gordon. I am so lousy at it. I end up somewhere totally different.
You know how you get better at it? You use it.
Oh, okay.
That's how you have to do it. Yeah.
I'll try. Okay, then I'll tell you more. But I got to ask you something because I got to know. I got to know. I already know that they can come into your house no matter what because I changed locks and they were in our house every time we were gone, all the time. And I even watched them, like, 4 a.m. one morning, turn the bolt lock. It's just that my gun was in the bedroom, and I was sitting in the living room watching. Okay. Anyway, when they can come in like that, sneak in, and you're sleeping too soundly like I was a few times, during this present time, is there a drug that they can give you that totally paralyzes you to where you can't move and you cannot scream because it happened to me like three
sucks and all.
It happened like three times to me, and one time I saw the henchman standing over me, but I couldn't do anything. I tried screaming and nothing. I couldn't. Okay,
nothing came out.
What?
No. When you tried to scream, nothing came out.
Nothing came out. I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. You can't make a noise. You just you see stuff, but then it's like you wake up later, and you kind of wonder, okay, what? There is a drug that these criminals use on you?
Yeah, yeah, they have all kinds of different drugs, but mostly the one I'm talking about is one that paralyzes you and eventually kills you. It's succinol, I think it's called, and that's the one they used on the. On Catherine, what's her name in Nevada? She was killed by her nurse husband, and that's what he used on her. And hospital medical people have just the name for it. A nickname is called Sucks. Okay, and it paralyzes you. You can't breathe. You can't talk. You can't scream. You can't do nothing. And
That's what it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, now get yourself a video camera. Get yourself a video camera. They're pretty cheap nowadays. And you set up that camera in your bedroom so that at least maybe you can get them on film. You know what I mean?
Well, my circumstances have kind of changed where I'm in a little studio apartment, so I sleep on the floor.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, whatever, but you need a video camera. And they have them in the smartphones. They have them in everything nowadays. I mean, if you don't have a video camera that's covering your actions and everything, then you just aren't with the program. You need a video camera, and then get these people on camera, and then people will believe you. You know, you talk to me, and I know that you're telling the truth. Okay, you have no reason to lie, but other people, when they hear this, they're not going to believe you, Ava. You need a video camera. All right, we're going to commercial.
Okay.
And Ava, thanks for calling in. Call in next Saturday, and we'll see how things are going.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Every world has passed forever gone. I could have gone to Canada.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new...
If the lonely night surrounds you, hey, you weighed down by gloom. No, you don't like what it feels. Dark and dirty room. It'll be easier in the morning. Looks like the bottle has run empty. Yeah, your heart is torn and dry. Lord, you don't like what it feels like. You're sad and lonely eyes. Looks like the highway's never ended. Yeah, your legs, they feel like lead. Lord, you're twisting and turning.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. And the show is all about exposing corruption. You know, I thank my old buddies like Doug, who used to be a special agent for ATF. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's got a lot of stories on how your federal dollars are at work within these law enforcement agencies that use up a lot of money, and they also break the law. They break the law, folks, and it's people like Doug and me and several others that want to let the public know of the laws they've broke. Now, the big one that I saw, personally saw, was the Robert LaFoy Finicum, where they murdered him. They ambushed him. They assassinated him. And anybody that tells you different doesn't know what they're talking about. They did it, and they're going to have to pay for that. Sooner or later, they're going to have to answer for killing that man. January 26, 2016. Robert LaFoy Finicum up in Burns, Oregon. Yes, sir. That one was an assassination and an ambush. Now, understand, the feds never really do this kind of stuff by themselves. They always hire some contractor to do it. But they're the ones that instigated it. They're the ones that planned it. And they just had some donkey go ahead and pop this guy off and not even think twice about it, thinking that the feds will protect him and that everything will be all right. Well, that's not the way it works, folks. And the public needs to pay attention to that. The travesty of enforcing the law against the Bundys, the Hammonds, the Finicums, and all the rest of those American patriots that stood their ground up there in Bunkerville, Nevada, they need our support. They need us. All you got to do is just keep inquiring, hey, how's that going? Who's doing what? How are the American patriots and the Bundys and the Hammonds? Are they still in jail? What's going on with that? Well, you don't hardly hear anything. I mean, sure, the family of the Bundys and the Finicums and the Hammonds. And, yeah, they try and let everybody know on social media and all that. But you hardly see any paper, no mainstream news media. They don't say anything about that. They refuse to. So anyway, let's go to our callers on the line. We got Chris from Las Vegas. I hope you're going to talk about this thing that the legislators are going to do about not allowing the public to see bills that are being introduced. So, Chris, are you there?
I am here, Gordon, and you were looking for Kathy Augustini, her boyfriend.
Kathy Augustine, that's right. That she was killed by her nurse husband, and they used that drug, that succinol or whatever it's called.
The succinol or something like that. Yeah, you're exactly right on that one. Also, your militia guy out there, whenever they evade service like that, that invokes the alternative means of service by public notice or other possibilities if they want to employ that to give him lawful notification.
Isn't that something that the governor of California hides in his desk or behind his desk so he doesn't get a subpoena?
Well, in the land of fruits and flakes, anything is possible. Do you recall probably 6-8 months ago, they basically disqualified all the attorneys in Southern California for sending undercover police agents in to masquerade as incarceratees to extrapolate additional evidence from the other detainees to embellish their cases that were weak on evidence to develop even more.
Well, that's been going on for a long time. I mean, when your evidence is weak, you got to somehow embellish it and manufacture some new stuff. Hell, they did that to me. They did that to me to get rid of me from the LVMPD.
Well, they've got a new wrinkle here. The courts now order an individual to go get a competency examination.
Oh,
but what they do is they have the agent work as the psychiatrist, who acts as an inquisitor and then conveys back any evidence that they may have extorted from the individual under the guise of the pretext of their being a doctor treating them with an official title of a psychoneurologist. And they're really just data trolls for the court to get additional evidence to use against you to have you deemed to be in need of treatment so they can psychologically lobotomize you with their psilocybin chemicals they use.
You know, I made comments when the Bundys and, well, the Hammonds are already here, Dwight and Stephen Hammond, they're already in federal custody, but mostly the Bundys, Ryan and Ammon and Cliven. When they were incarcerated in Oregon, I kept mentioning to the fact for the families to, if they can arrange to have a drug test on Ryan and Ammon and Cliven. Because once they get you in custody, who's to say they can't put some psychologists or whatever it is, drugs in your food and in your water?
You don't know.
You don't know. And believe me, these people are very capable of doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, and suspect of doing it on a frequency basis, even here in your oranges or fruit. In the Bundy trial last Friday, apparently they had showed some videos, and of course the BLM and their prosecutors were trying to complain that the BLM was scared to death because they weren't going to be able to go home to their families because of all those scary cowboys and women and children with their guns. They thought they weren't going to make it out alive.
However, oh, when they showed the, kidding me. They said
no,
that?
No, no. That's what that was their false narrative they were trying to put forth to convey to the jury and get them to believe their lies. However, when they showed the videos of them abusing the people and the cows and tearing up the infrastructure, apparently there were numerous members of the jury and people in the audience who were actually cheerful and crying over what they saw and how horrific and violative it was. And the defense team for the Bundys said that they felt that if they could have gone to trial that day, they would have had a 100% chance of having the jury rule in their favor for nullification.
Wow, that sounds... That sounds pretty good. I wish they just would hurry up and do that. And then I hope the Bundys and all the rest of them turn right back around and sue the federal government, or the former federal government. My boy Trump is getting rid of all that trash, but the others, and sue them for false arrests and false incarceration and every other thing that they can possibly think of. Because this former federal government, and you know the mistake that the militia make and any American patriot made, any constitutionalist make, is they say, well, I hate this federal government because they did this and that. They have to use the word corrupted. I hate this corrupted federal government. They have to put that word in there, otherwise they're all going to be looked at as a bunch of malcontents that are un-American. They have to put that word corrupted in front of federal government. Now, hopefully,
I agree. Give them all the credit they're due and color them as the criminals they are, the narcocrats, the kleptocrats, and the narco-clepsies as they are, just drug dealers and professional global gangsters. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
God bless
anyway,
you.
I hope, have you heard about this latest thing that the Democrats and the legislators, since they got control of everything, they've made a resolution about presenting a bill and then passing it right along if they want to see it pass, and not giving the general public the opportunity to question or debate or argue or do anything. Have you heard anything about this?
Doesn't sound legal to me.
No, it doesn't sound legal to me either. Hell, it's splattered all over Facebook, but I just kind of like blew through it, and I'm thinking, well, I hope to God, and I put a little blurb in there. Hey, give me a call today at RBN, and there's the number. Call me and let's talk about this thing. How the hell can Nevada legislators, just because they have the majority as Democrats or whatever, pass a resolution like this and just eliminate the public from even being able to examine a bill or talk about it or do anything. They can just go ahead and pass it. I mean,
that's a Star Chamber, an Inquisition, in Camara, or some others on a secret bar somewhere where they're concocting these so-called devious legislations.
Yeah, boy, talk about backdoor politics. And of course, Nevada is famous for this. I mean, this is right out in the open. Hey, yeah, this is what we're going to do. And if you don't like it, tough old shitto, you know? So
yeah, we're criminals. Thank you so much, Gordon.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Be blessed.
So, just going back a little bit on some of the things that we need to all be thinking about right now, and I can't advise you strongly enough. Read your Constitution. Wake up, folks. Wake up and read your Constitution. It's a good read. It's pretty. It's got some really interesting stuff in it, and then make the comparison on what your local, state, and federal government is doing. They're breaking the law. They are passing unconstitutional things. It's just like this thing in California with the Second Amendment. I mean, how many more times are we going to have to just keep going to the bar with this thing? The Second Amendment is very simply read that our right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That's all there is to it. I mean, how much plainer can it be? And like I said, I'm no Rhodes Scholar or anything like that, but I can understand that. And when you read that, when you read it, and you got to read it over and over again, and then you see where our government and our state government is doing this to us, and we're allowing it to happen. No, I just noticed that there, John. I hope John's still on the line. John, are you there? John,
I'm here. Gordon, how are you?
Okay, pretty good. What's on your mind?
Hey, regarding that, you know which John this is, right?
No, which one?
Assemblyman John Moore.
Oh, okay.
From Nevada.
Okay.
Hey,
are you going to talk to me about this this bill thing that everybody's talking about in Nevada?
Absolutely. It was a procedural move done by voice vote, where they suspend the standing rules. And part of that included where they, in the suspending of the rules of that particular portion, they removed the what's called the 24-hour rule, which simply states, and the Nevada Constitution clearly spells this out as well, is that before any piece of legislation can be passed or voted on, it has to be read into the record in each house on three separate 24-hour periods. And
okay.
then obviously, you know, it goes through committee and all that stuff. So when you suspend the 24-hour rule, which is what the Democrats and the Democrat Assembly Speaker did, they effectively now can, in the morning, let's say, call a floor session, introduce a bill, read it into the record. You can read it then, and then take it straight to a committee. It'll pass the committee because it's all Democrats, and then right back to the floor in the afternoon, and pass. And the public,
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Doesn't anybody get to talk about this thing any, or is it just kind of like automatic now?
Well, it hypothetically could be automatic in the sense that unless we, the public, happen to be either there in Carson City keeping an eye on things or watching the live feed, you would have no way of knowing. Because, you know, now keep in mind, a bill does not have to be public until it is read into the record. So therefore, I could hold a bill, get the bill all written, get all my folks in order.
As an assemblyman, you could hold the bill, right?
Yes, and so let's say one of the Democrat assemblymen wanted to. We'll just take the high capacity magazines. I'll just use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a, let's say that they bring a bill that would restrict those. So in the morning, that bill has already been written up, typed. It's already been discussed, and we already know the outcome as the assembly or mm-hmm. the Democrats. So then in the morning, they call the floor session at, 9 a.m. They read it into the record, then go to the committee, whatever committee that they would assign that to, and then pass it out of committee, and then vote it right into law onto the floor. And then the only safeguard is that the governor would not sign it.
Holy.
So there's what we're up against. They didn't suspend that rule for nothing. There's something brewing that they want to jam through.
No kidding. Stay on the line. We got to go to commercial.
Telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. And we have a couple of minutes left. John, are you still there?
I am, Gordon, yes.
Okay, tell us what can be done or what you can do or whatever to stop this, to reverse this thing and not allow this thing to be is set in stone.
I hate to say this, but there is absolutely nothing that you can do because the assembly has the authority to suspend any rules that they that leadership sees fit. And I've consulted
even
with
one like this that's so obviously, you know, it seems like it's almost unconstitutional.
Well, it is, and that's where I was going. I've consulted an attorney, and the Constitution clearly states how legislation is to be moved. So the standing rules and the Constitution are a little bit conflicted. And the advice I was given is that until they try and move some legislation through like that, then we have no standing. But the moment they do, then we can go to state court and fight it out in court.
And as an unconstitutional type thing?
Yeah, exactly, because it violates the Nevada state constitution. As far as moving legislation without not in the three being read in three separate 24-hour periods.
Right. Is there any one assemblyman that's responsible for this thing? I mean, his brainchild.
The speaker is the one that approves any suspensions of the rules. He's the one that proposed it on the first day of the session, right after he was sworn in, and within less than an hour after being sworn in, during the regular floor session, that's when the motion was made by Teresa Benitez-Thompson to suspend the rules. As far as that goes, and well, it's what it, and they put it into a document that they only handed out to the other assembly people on the floor less than 40 minutes before the session began. So nobody had a chance to really look at what they were suspending. You know, they just jammed it in there, and one of the other assembly people did rise and make an objection to it, and it was noted by the speaker that. We're not trying to do anything nefarious. We're just trying to save time and make our staff more efficient. Well, I call BS on that. There's a reason why. I mean, that's been in place for, it's been a tradition for 150 years, nearly. So, there's a reason why. There's a reason why they did that, specifically that 24-hour rule. You know, during my session, yes, we did suspend some rules, but nothing like that. You know, nothing that would hamper the people.
That's a real beauty.
It's insane. It just shows you who they're out for. They're out for themselves and personal political gain. I say that I mean the Democrats, the majority right now.
Well, I say Nevada, it's still, in my opinion, the most corrupt state in the entire United States. And if they ever wanted to know how to do it, just come on to Nevada, because we got it all. We covered it all. So thanks a lot, John, for calling in.
Thank you, Gordon. Talk to you later.
Right. So there we have it. Good old Nevada is at it again.
Let's see.
Well, it looks like we're going to commercial, the end of our show. Please call in next Saturday, 4 o'clock. Show's called American Honor with Gordon Martinez. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Seeking to take control.